everyone who drives around or through downtown, you know, can basically see, you know, the stadium. It's become, you know, kind of a landmark in the East End. It has a very unique design with, you know, the metal mesh, you know, kind of encircling the venue, and, you know, the forever orange, you know, standing out. You know, what was there a method or a reason to that specific design? Tell me about what went into all that.
I don't know, but we have some great architects. To be honest, I wasn't involved in that part. You know, I was still focused on my playing career, but you know, just seeing the designs as you know, our Chris and Oliver kind of laid it out for our organization, just really got excited. You know, we're like, wow, this thing really looks like a European type stadium in the middle of Houston downtown, just what you think about when you think of soccer, and to kind of just see it come together was kind of almost a dream come true for myself and our organization, and you know, it's revitalized that entire downtown area, which has been huge for the city of Houston as well.
Construction finished, and the first Dynamo game was played against the DC United in 2012. Stadium at capacity, over 22,000. So take me back to what were your thoughts were when you entered the stadium. You know, walk me through when you entered the locker room, actual game, whole nine yards.
Well, it was a long time coming. Like I said, you know, when I got into the league back in 2001, I think there was one team that actually had a soccer stadium, and that was in Columbus. And it was kind of like a, you know, wasn't a true stadium like this, and to kind of finally be a part of the organization that has its own place to call home downtown, with all the excitement, was pretty special, you know. And one of the things I thought about was a lot of the guys that moved here in 2006 that really established what the Dynamo way and the Dynamo culture was, and really kind of imprinted their impact, our impact of soccer in the city. Was just a little bit of sadness that they weren't able to be around for such a monumental moment for our organization. And then when you get out, you know, walking down the tunnel, it's just extreme amount of pride, you know, a pride of being a part of an organization that created this, being part of the soccer movement in this country. And then, you know, it's like, all right, we have to win this game. You know, we cannot disappoint. So we have to go out there and do everything we can. And so those are the kind of my thoughts kind of going into it, leading up to it. And then, you know, obviously Brad scores a fantastic goal, and, you know, a little bit of pressure is lifted off of us. And it was just a great moment for our organization and the city, and you know, I think BBVA as well.
Yeah, I can imagine. And Shay, so I mean, tell me about, you know, from the bank side of the story. That's also a pretty sizable moment for BBVA Compass, right?
Absolutely.
So you know, what was the feeling like for employees, clients, friends, family, anybody attending the game affiliated with the bank?
I think in general, you know, anybody associated with the bank, you know, felt, you know, pride that you know, we stepped in and took this, you know, this bold, you know, move, really, again, because, you know, we had not done that before. So there was really a lot of, you know, pride, excitement. It felt almost like, you know, a new stage, you know, for us, you know, going in. You know, we had the NBA, and now we're doing the stadium. It was like, oh my, you know, it just feeling of excitement and growth, and just like, you know, looking forward, you know, to what's coming. And I think, you know, that was something that in general, not just for you know, employees, but just, you know, around, you know, that's all I heard. And, you know, particularly I personally was celebrating, you know, twice, you know, because in fact I was you know, pregnant, but, you know, while doing all of this, you know, and I had my baby and I had the stadium, so dual celebration.
Yeah, oh my gosh, exciting time for you.
Absolutely.